Rolling up the U.S. eastern coast, drenching the Carolinas with rain as people in the Bahamas attempt to assess damage and make a plan for recovery. The death toll in the Bahamas now stands at more than 30, but officials say they have no doubt the number is going to rise. The U.S. Coast Guard and British Royal Navy have ships docked off the islands, and the United Nations is sending emergency food rations and communications equipment. AP correspondent Mike Weissenstein reports from the island that not much aid has arrived.
We're starting to see helicopters and some Bahamian Defense Force Marines in the street and a few police, but so far there's really not a feeling of a lot of aid coming in. I think it may be starting today, but people up till now, 5-6 days later, have just been surviving on what was on the island when the hurricane hit.
The Bahamas Prime Minister Hubert Minnis is pledging to do whatever is necessary to carry out rescue and recovery efforts. U.S. President Donald Trump has sent the Coast Guard and urban search and rescue teams to help. U.S. markets soared Thursday on news the United States and China have agreed to hold new trade talks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 372 points. The S&P 500 was also up more than 1%, while the NASDAQ rose nearly 2%. China announced early Thursday that Washington will host a new senior-level talks in early October. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson suffered another blow Thursday when his brother announced his resignation as a junior minister and from Parliament. This comes after another setback for the Prime Minister. The House of Commons voted in favor of a measure forcing the government to ask the EU to delay Brexit another 3 months if there is no exit deal by October 31st deadline. The measure now goes to Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. This is VOA News. The man responsible for the Trump administration's Mideast peace plan will be leaving the